9/11 attacks led to a 20-year war in Afghanistan as U.S. forces and their allies sought to target al-Qaeda fighters and the Taliban, which was accused of harboring them. Tens of thousands of Afghans were killed and many lives turned upside down. Let's bring in Charles Stratford now, who is live from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Charlie, 9/11 led directly to the collapse of the Taliban regime, which had ruled Afghanistan before the attacks. Today, the Taliban are back in power in Afghanistan. How are people in Afghanistan reflecting on this anniversary?
I think everybody, certainly, that we've spoken to is reflecting with a sense of relief that this 20-year-old war is now over. But there's great trepidation and anxiety about the future with this new Taliban interim government in power, despite the promises that government has made, not only to Afghans, but to the international community about protecting human rights, giving women a role in society, for example, allowing them to work, promising not to allow Afghanistan to be used as a base for groups to launch attacks on foreign countries. I mean, the impact of the last 20 years on this country has been immense. As you say, tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in the fighting. Thousands of both Afghan soldiers, government forces, and obviously allied US allied troops. But there have been also some very positive things that have happened as well, and that's important to recognise. We have seen relative steady economic growth over the last 20 years. There have been, for example, far better figures when it comes to education, far more girls attending school. There have been the beginnings of, if you like, private investment. So there have been important gains made, and that must not be forgotten. We've been speaking to a number of people today in Kabul about their experiences over the last 20 years. Let's have a look.
Inzal Ghul's home was destroyed during fighting between US-led forces and the Taliban 14 years ago. His brother and one of his sons was killed. He and his family have lived in this camp for internally displaced people in Kabul ever since. He blames the United States and its allies for the pain they've endured.
In the past 20 years, we've suffered so much that at times we've hardly been able to eat for days. All Afghans have been through terrible hardships, bombardments, fighting, our houses destroyed. The war lasted so long because we are Afghans and we will fight for our country.
In central Kabul today, Taliban fighters guard former government buildings and abandoned foreign embassies. The challenges the movement faces after what it describes as victory in a fight for national sovereignty are immense.
It's been 20 years since the 9/11 attacks and the soon after US-led invasion to hunt down Osama bin Laden and remove the Taliban from power. Then followed what the Taliban describe as 2 decades of foreign occupation. The foreign forces have gone, and the Taliban are back in power. And the UN says that Afghanistan is facing a humanitarian and economic catastrophe.
This is the old American embassy, once a hub of CIA and military planning and one of the most important centres of US foreign policy in the world. Now, it's just an empty shell. Hamid Ghul was 24 when US-led coalition forces invaded. He is scared about what the future holds.
In the last 20 years, my hopes changed, but now they've been left behind. All Afghans thought we would get close to the rest of the world when the Americans were here, but now we have to wait and see again what the future will bring.
Despite his doubts, Hamid says he wants the world to give the Taliban a chance.
All my life I've experienced only war. I just want to sleep with ease. I just want to wake up with no fear. I'm tired of saying goodbye to my family as I leave for work, afraid I'll never see them again.
This is one of many graveyards on hillsides surrounding Kabul. Here are buried some of the estimated 50,000 Afghan civilians killed in the last 20 years. Inzal Ghul says he also wants the international community to accept the Taliban. He wants education for his children who were born into war. He wants the chance for them all to start their lives again.
And so much is dependent on the international community accepting the Taliban, and the Taliban sticking to their commitments, the promises that they've made, as I say, on human rights, on protecting women, and on, as I say, not letting this country, for example, be used as a base for terror attacks to be launched against other countries. The UN is warning that if aid is not released, that aid currently being frozen because of the Taliban have retaken power, the UN saying that if that aid is not unfrozen, potentially almost 100% of the population of Afghanistan could be in poverty by around about this time next year. So in terms of what everyday Afghans are thinking, they're thinking, well, we're very relieved. Thank God the war is over, but there are huge anxieties and challenges ahead.